This is European Commissioner Lee Carnan. He's addressing a round table of industrialists in Moscow last December, and the subject of his address is EU enlargement and its impact on EU-Russia bilateral cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, the roundtable co-chairman asked me to discuss with you the impact of the enlargement of the European Union on relations with Russia. The enlargement that will take place on the 1st of May 2004 will be the largest in the history of the Union. And the present enlargement will not be completed in 2004. Accession negotiations with Bulgaria and Romania have been making progress and are part of the same inclusive and irreversible process. It is likely these two countries will join the Union in 2007. This is a very challenging moment, not only for the current and new members, but also for our partners. In all these parties, the prospect of enlargement raises hopes and concerns. Among our partners, Russia has expressed concerns about this enlargement. This is perhaps not surprising, as Russia is our biggest neighbour. Today, I will discuss why I think that the enlargement of the Union will be positive to Russia and for EU-Russia relations. I will in particular address the following points. What enlargement means to the EU, how the European Commission is planning to make the most of the opportunities before us, and what Russia can do to allow it to make the most of enlargement. To begin with, what will be the impact of enlargement in the EU? The 10 new member states will increase the Union's territory by 23% and its population by 19%. Because of their lower level of economic development, they will only increase the size of the EU economy by 5%. The enlarged Union will cover a population of 450 million, with a GDP close to that of the United States. The new members will greatly increase the diversity of the Union. One only needs to look at their historical experience, administrative tradition, and level of economic development. Absorbing 10 new members has challenged us to update our institutions and our policies. We are addressing these challenges through institutional and policy reform. A constitutional treaty is currently under discussion at the Intergovernmental Conference. The implications of enlargement are also at the forefront in the discussions on the future financial perspectives of the Union for the period after 2006. Enlargement will also affect the EU's role in the world. Our weight on the international scene will increase. But the bigger the Union is, the greater will be the diversity of interests and approaches among member states. The Iraqi crisis has demonstrated this very well. This is the broad picture to be kept in mind. The challenges are formidable, but so are the potential rewards, both political and economic. In the midst of the everyday wrangling of EU business, it is all too easy to lose sight of how successful the European Union has been in promoting peace and stability in Europe. Expanding this area of stability to cover another 10 countries is a historic achievement. A common treaty and common institutions bind 25 countries together. And economically, enlargement will surely bring about new dynamism in Europe. The new members are hungry to catch up with the existing members and will promote social and economic reform and restructuring. But promoting peace and prosperity cannot stop at the EU's external border. This new architecture of Europe worries some of our partners. People are afraid that new barriers will be created. Such worries have been expressed before. For example, when the European Community decided to complete the internal market in 1992. Just as fears of the creation of a fortress Europe proved unfounded then, so I believe will fears about new dividing lines in Europe be proved wrong in 2004 and beyond.